Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you correctly registered to vote at this city?
Ma'am, who did you say you were? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yes, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random.
What can I do for you?
Okay. Are you currently registered to vote at this city?
In this city, yes.
Yes. And are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote in state elections, or do you usually only vote in presidential election years?
I vote in the opportunity.
So you usually vote?
Always vote.
Always. Thank you. And would you please tell me your age?
77.
77, okay. And in Florida, you know, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
White. Thank you so much for answering. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed on the right direction or in the wrong direction?
They're in the absolute right direction.
Okay, thank you. If the elections for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I would probably vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here is the first one. Rick Scott.
I have a very favorable opinion of them.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Walt Disney World.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. And the next one is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Very favorable, thank you. The next one is Planned Parenthood.
Who?
Planned Parenthood.
Oh, Planned Parenthood. I thought it was kind of a person who said unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. And the next one is Anna Eskamani.
Unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is the National Rifle Association.
Favorable.
Favorable, thank you. The next one is Florida Power and Light, or FPL.
Neuter. not one way or the other, if there's such an answer as that.
So you don't recognize this one?
No, I recognize them. Do you have a neutral choice? I have favorable and unfavorable opinions of them.
So it's a little of both.
Okay. What's the next question?
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Greg Poole.
Who?
Greg Poole.
Greg Poole.
Greg Poole.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And then we have Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Thinking about the job that Anna Eskamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the elections for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote or to re-elect Anna Eskamani? Probably vote to re-elect her. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No, I would not vote to re-elect her.
Okay. So you will vote to elect someone new?
Anybody but her.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Trump.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Trump. Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the elections for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercuso Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Rick Scott.
Okay. And if the elections for a state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Poole.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Does the amendment allow a minor to have an abortion without parental approval?
Yes, this is, the question is about...
Well, I vote against it.
Okay. Thank you so much. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus your attention on right now? The first one is fighting crime and protecting the public, then protecting our air and water, making housing more affordable, passing common sense gun safety legislation, improving our public schools, lowering inflation, reducing the cost of insurance, supporting ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, or creating jobs and improving wages.
Crime.
I'm sorry, what?
Crime.
Oh, crime. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much for answering. Just let me type your answer. Okay. And which is the next most important issue?
Excuse me, how much longer is this going to go on?
Just a few more questions. Just
okay.
A few more.
Let's hurry up through this.
Okay. Then which is the next most important issue?
Next most important issue to what? Crime?
Yes. What for you, what is the second most important issue?
Oh, good God. I don't remember the list you gave me anymore.
I can repeat them for you.
Please do.
Okay. Protecting our air and water, making housing more affordable, passing common sense gun safety legislation, improving our public schools, lowering inflation, reducing the cost of insurance, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip.
Reducing inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? Improving our public schools, protecting the rights of renters, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, or lowering the burden of property taxes?
Well, I think I've already answered that question. It has to do with crime. And second will be the school system.
The second will be at schools, okay? Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for a state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. Which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is a part of socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country, or a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections?
Probably the first one.
Okay. Thank you. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate opposes political censorship law coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education, or a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want to tell to their children?
No, God, I don't know. The first one again.
Okay, thank you. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out? Or a candidate who has rejected political contributions for insurance companies and challenged them to lower rates and justify their rate increases?
That's a Democratic question. I've never heard of it. Number two, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators? Or a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community?
The first one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a state representative.
How much longer is this going to go on, lady? I'm not over this now. You got one more question. Pick it.
We are a 0.5% of the survey.
You're what?
0.5%. We're almost done.
I got 2 minutes. Let's see what you can do with it. I'm over this.
Okay. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decisions? Here's the first one. Greg Poole would work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protecting children from sexual content at too young of an age.
So what are you asking me? Do I like that idea?
Yes. If assuming this is accurate, how convincing it sounds to you? If this will have will make you have some doubts about voting for that candidate?
Probably.
Okay. Greg Poole understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities.
Sorry, ma'am, I didn't understand that question.
Yeah, let me read again for you. Greg Poole understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities.
I'm sorry, I'm over this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.